4HKX Mobile.
CEF Mobile, good morning, Patrick.
How are you this morning, Andrew?
I'm just not getting on the road. I'm a few minutes behind, but still think I'll make it plenty of time.
I'm running late myself this morning. I'm just now getting on the road myself.
Used to be your earlier morning, right?
Yep. Verizon decided it'd be a good morning to push out an update for your phone, and my alarm didn't go off.
Hey, technology and her update.
Do that. I don't know why it did today, but it is what it is now.
One little desk alarm clock. It's not very loud. It don't do much, but it'll take the place of the phone just in case.
Yeah, but my luck then the power goes out and it don't go off.
It could happen that way. Your phone update and power go off the same day. That would be bad.
It's going to happen no matter what you do. You're going to be late sometime. I just try to keep it to a minimum.
Exactly that. So what you got planned for the weekend, anything?
This weekend involves tool truck, and wedding.
Truck and wedding in the same weekend?
Yes, it's my wife's cousin's daughter that's getting married, but they're good friends also, so we've got a wedding to go to over in Whittier, North Carolina. Sunday, and that's going to take pretty much all day.
Well, at least you get some cake out of it.
It's going to be a good time. So, we'll see. And I don't know. I'm getting old. I've watched this girl grow up her entire life, so I'm getting old.
KW Mobile. KO4CEM. Yeah, Patrick, I know what you mean. I got people that start at work now that were still in diapers when I started there, and I'm like, oh my God, I was 21 when I started.
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, happy Friday to everybody.
Friday.
So have a good day and hope it goes quick.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just saying happy Friday to you also, and I hope you have a good day.
That's it. Got their fuels back up to $3.29. I thought it was down to $2.99 in some areas.
Flag.
Guess it's down before November.
If people's memory is anymore, they could do it the day of, and they'd forget about it.
On diesel prices, so unless that comes down, they ain't got a chance.
Today diesel was over $5 a gallon over in Greer area. But as we going to Gaffney Saturday, down on 85, I seen it for $5.31.
GT here at Wade Hampton.
Saying about $4.89, $4.79 yesterday on my way home. I didn't look at it, but when I was down going through Columbia last weekend, it was already $5.30 down there.
It is up here is $5.30 a gallon. But Saturday as we were going to Gaffney, we seen it anywhere from $4.69 a gallon to $5.31 a gallon, which is, you know, almost 70 cents a gallon difference.
Is the diesel prices are what's going to affect most everything, because that's how everything moves, all your freight.
Know that. But these other people, they don't get that. They think, oh, it's just these crazy people driving these big trucks, pickup trucks. They don't need that.
Article yesterday said in the UK, they're going to, I guess they're headed for zero emissions. They're going to do like California, basically, and prohibit the sale of gas or diesel vehicles. They have to be electric by like 2035. Almost everything on the road should be zero emissions. And then it sounds like they're going to try to start phasing out you know, big trucks and stuff, they're going to have almost permission to be able to drive a diesel truck or something on the road.
Growing some horses to pull those plows.
Better start finding another way to heat your house, too. Oh, wait. We're outlawing wood stoves, too. There's some states and cities around in the U.S. that I've already outlawed them.
I don't get that. A lot of people use that for heating oil.
Not that only had a fireplace.
And one.
There's plenty of times now that I wish I had one, because, you know, when the power goes out or something like that, you can always warm your house up with the fireplace.
I still have it.
Well, but it's got ventless gas logs in it right now.
Stove, it's out on the porch right now, but I just roll it back in the house and hook it up, and there she goes. I keep it maintained still.
Wood pellet stoves, those were pretty efficient.
Buy the pellets from the store.
Heard of I guess the grills and stuff, but they make one of those for inside, or you just, how would that work?
Longer to feed the pellets, and it comes on and off by itself, you know, with a thermostat, and it works really good.
Tractor Supply.
And I got one that sits outside. I've never thought about having one in the house before, but I guess all you gotta do is be able to exhaust the fumes off of it, or the smoke, and you'll be good.
It's time for me to make the jump if y'all ready to move. Over.
The button.
FW QSY.
KO4 HX QSY.
AQSY.